Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Writing. This episode is for elementary and pre-intermediate students. I'm going to read a writing task. You are on holiday in Rome with your new friend. You receive an email from one of your friends. She asks you about your holiday, and she also asks you to describe your friend, his or her physical appearance and personality. This is the email that you get. Any news? That's the subject line. Hi there, how are you? I'm fine, just really busy with exams and school projects, but I'll survive. At the moment, I am working with Chris on an interesting school project on eco-friendly clothing. I love it because I'm an environmental activist and I love shopping for clothes. Chris tells me that you are on holiday in Rome with your new friend. How exciting! So tell me, what's this person like? And what about your stay in Rome? Are you having a good time? What do you usually do in the day? Which are your favorite places? Enjoy your time there and come back soon. Big hug. Jim. P.S. Can you send us pictures, please? Well, now I'm going to read a reply. Okay, this email is about 120 words, but your reply should be between 80 and 100 words. That's the word limit, okay? Between 80 and 100 words. And my reply is about 90 words, so it's okay. So this is my reply. The subject line is regarding any news, regarding the subject line that the other person wrote. Hi, Jim. Yes, I'm in Rome with my friend. Her name's Martha. She is amazing. She is intelligent, cheerful, and very brave. She's never afraid. She's got beautiful black eyes and she loves art. In the mornings, we usually visit museums or tourist sites. After lunch, we go to the hotel for a nap. In the afternoons, we go for walks or do something special. It depends. One day, we went to somebody's house for dinner, a real Italian dinner. I'm attaching a photo of that day. I hope you like it. See you soon. Kisses. And your name, your signature, right? Well, this is an example of an informal email replying to an email you get. Okay? Have a nice day. Sorry, people, I made a mistake. First I say the friend is a she, a woman, and then I call the friend Jim. Jim is a man's name, so I'm sorry about the mistake. I hope you can work it out.